Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, earlier today, Em, you caught up with G-Flip about their latest single. It's called Waste of Space, Non-Binary People Day yesterday, and what they miss most when they're away from home. Let's have a listen to the chat.
G, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
No stress. Thank you so much for having me.
Honestly, we're especially grateful because we know you only just returned to Australia and you've literally last night performed a sold-out gig, NBE at the ESPY. How was that?
Yeah, it was actually, it was quite emotional, to be honest. The ESPY has a very special place in my heart. The Gershwin Rooms, where I played my very first gig at 15 years old. So I hadn't been back on that stage since. So it's a bit of a whirlwind to come back to, you know, the place where it all started. And also, I'm a St Kilda resident, so it's a very much a hometown show.
Love it. It was also International Non-Binary Day yesterday, and the show was almost a celebration of that and also talented people. What does being non-binary mean to you?
Well, being non-binary is just how I identify. It's my authentic self and it's my truth. When I came out non-binary, I've never felt more euphoric or more myself in my life. I think it's a perfect way to describe me and how I feel. So it's extremely important. I think I felt so confused majority of my life, especially as a child, trying to navigate my gender identity. And sorry, my washing machine's going off.
It's like clapping for you in the background. Like, yes, we love this.
Yes. Looking for me. But yeah, so being non-binary is, I just love that it's how I can identify because I've never felt comfortable, you know, fully identifying as female, as a woman. So, you know, it's just who I am.
Absolutely. And it must feel incredible to have found that and know that and be strong in that. You released a new single, Waste of Space. Why was that an important release for you? And how important do you think it is as a society that we raise awareness and encourage acceptance for people's gender identity?
Yeah, it's extremely, extremely important awareness and having, you know, representation in the media for educational purposes and for people to, you know, I know that if I had an artist like me growing up, it would have changed my life. If I had, you know, any kind of artist that was gender nonconforming or queer, you know, watching that on TV as a little kid and consuming that media really would have changed my life. And you know, I hope with my project that I can be that for someone else and I can fill that space. And that's why I felt like this song was such an important release for me, especially to release it on International Non-Binary People's Day as well to spread awareness. And I just feel like it was a song that, you know, I know people will connect with and, you know, with my community around me and my close friends who also, you know, identify as non-binary or trans non-binary or trans. You know, when I showed them the song months ago, it really connected with them. And, you know, it was a discussion that, you know, maybe the world needs this music and needs this song.
That must have been an incredible moment to share that with your friends and to have that moment of, oh, this might be something that's really important for the world.
Yeah, definitely. And my core creative team, my creative director, production designer and producer who do all my music videos all identify as non-binary. So they had a big part in this release and together we put together an amazing music video that I think will be one of the, you know, best pieces of art that I'll ever put out into the world that I'm super proud of. And I'm super proud of that whole team for, you know, putting visuals to this really emotional song that I wrote.
That's really quite exciting. It must be so exciting for you to be, you know, creating something so genuine and also something that you're going to be really proud of. Speaking of being proud of stuff, I'm pretty sure you need to be extra proud because you've been performing with one arm.
Yes, I currently have a cast on. Actually, after this interview, I'm going to my hand doctor.
Okay.
But yes, I'm in a cast. I've been in a cast for 3 weeks, but I've still played every single show as normal and I've taught myself how to drum with my non-dominant hand, my left hand.
Can we just talk about how amazing that is? Like, that seems like a feat in itself.
Yeah, I think for me, when I broke my hand 3 weeks ago, I could either decide to, like, I guess sink or swim, either decide that I'm going to be sorry for myself and feel, you know, pathetic and just, you know, have everyone help me do everything, or I can just take it in its stride and be like, you know what, let's learn everything with your left hand. So I've learned how to tie my shoelaces with my left hand. I can tie my hair up with one hand, can play all my drum solos one-handed. So it's just been a fun learning experience for me. And I've got my biggest set ever, Splendor in the Grass, in front of like 20 to 30,000 people coming up. And I've created a whole new show and I'll be doing the whole thing left-handed.
That's just, I honestly, I'm so impressed. It's a testament, I guess, to who you are, because sink or swim, that's such a, you know, a classic thing. And you've certainly swum. I mentioned that, you know, we're really grateful to have you on. You've only just come back to Australia. And we've spoken about how, you know, St. Kilda and also Melbourne, really close to home. In fact, they are home. Are there any people or places that when you get back to Australia, you have to go to straight away?
Yeah, definitely going to my dad's house and having a family dinner is high on the list.
Love that.
Definitely the Espy. I just love St. Kilda. I'm just such a, and Chapel Street, you know, I grew up on Chapel Street working in the drum shop there that was below Revolver, the club. I worked there for 6 years from a teenager, and then I'd finish my shift and go DJ at Revolver for years. So definitely that whole scene. But my favorite part about when I land in Melbourne is that drive from the airport to the city, and you go over, I think it's the Balti Bridge, and that feeling just looking at the skyline of the city is always like this like warm hug that I always love when I've traveled from overseas to back to Melbourne. So
that's that's so true. That's such a beautiful drive. And often there'll be kangaroos on the hills on the left. That's special as well. You're like, I'm back. It's Australia.
Yeah, 100%.
So you've got Splendor coming up, which is going to be a whole new set, and it's going to cater to your broken hand. What's next for you after that?
After Splendor, I'm going to have 4 days off to hang out with my sister and some of my family who live up in northern New South Wales. And then I've got my dad's 60th, which is going to be fun. And then I'm going to go back to LA and hopefully start putting together an album and work with a bunch of cool people and just enjoy the sunshine over in LA. The weather is absolutely amazing.
Don't rub it in. It's freezing here.
Oh, it is so cold. I love Melbourne, but not around this time.
Well, 4 days off, that's exciting. And also, more exciting, I would say, we can expect some new music.
More tunes are coming.
Gee, thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
No stress. Thank you so much for having me.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.